Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Yes, no, and wait. Those are the three possible answers to prayer, so says conventional wisdom. Well, I've thought a lot about the three-compartment answer, yes, no, and wait. At the very beginning of today's guidelines, I want to freely acknowledge that God does not answer all of my prayers the way I like. Sometimes, in fact, He flatly denies what I've asked for. And I, for one, am quite glad that God does turn down some of my ardent requests. Because as I later look back on some of the things I once asked for, I now realize that if God had given me what I asked for, I would have been very unhappy later on. At times, we ask for things that just are not in our best interest. Yet at the time, we really believe that what we are seeking is exactly what we need. We're not alone in doing this either. Elijah, the prophet that withstood the 450 prophets of Baal, did the same thing. After his great victory, he was physically and emotionally exhausted. Having learned that Jezebel was out to get him, he just prayed that God would let him die right then and there. But meeting his maker was a request that wasn't on schedule as far as God's timetable was concerned. Request denied. No, God was not indifferent or silent. He just said, "No, I love you too much." Now, at the same time, be very certain that God does answer prayer. Each morning, schedule allowing, my wife and I rise earlier than we normally would, and we spend that time in quiet prayer. When the alarm goes off, I stagger into the kitchen to brew a pot of coffee, and then as we drink a cup of coffee, we talk about things we want to pray about. Believe me, we wouldn't give up the best hour of sleep unless we were fully persuaded God hears and answers prayer. We've kept records, written ones, and the indication is that although coincidences happen, there is no way they can happen with the frequency we have experienced, which we call answered prayer. Yes, God does answer some prayers, proving just what I have asked for, providing that. But at other times, He simply says, "No, not now." It's not an out-and-out denial. I'm just awaiting His timetable and schedule. Is there another alternative? I think there is another side to unanswered prayer, which I believe is telling God what we want, at least what we think we want or need, and then putting the whole matter in His hands for Him to dispose of as He sees fit and best, fully confident that God knows how to answer prayer better than we do. I found that most of the time God chooses to answer my prayers in a slightly different way than I have in mind. God sees a lot of details that are unknown to me. His perspective is so much better than mine because He has the power to change things in people that I don't have. I make it clear as to what I have in mind. I believe that's praying in faith. But then let God be God and exercise His option to answer His way. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him, says John, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. That is the key. When God answers my prayer and does so in His way, which is better than my way, the answer may contain one or even more of these three elements, yes, no, and await my timing. But in the end, my need is much better met because I waited on Him. George MacDonald, the man who greatly influenced C.S. Lewis, wrote, "Man finds it hard to get what he wants because he does not want the best. God finds it hard to give because He would give the best and man will not take it." Think about it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.